Whether it's by nature or nurture, it seems that division is often a part of humanity. When I think about those early days of Christianity, when we, of course, read the book of Acts, you know, we are told after Pentecost, you have all these people living in great harmony and peace and taking care of one another and sharing everything they got, just to make sure that those without had something. But then how quickly divisions started. And the wonderful society, this early gathering of Christians, seemed to start falling apart. People wanted what was theirs, or they decided that this side, this person's opinion was more important than the others. And we have that in this letter to the Corinthians today, the first letter. In this letter, Paul is writing back to the church in Corinth. It's one of those many communities of faith that he helped, as he says, to plant the seeds, that he brought the good news to. And as Paul always did in his journeys, you know, once he established a church, he would move on to the next, and he would allow others to, sometimes he would leave some of his regular followers, sometimes he would pick somebody from the local community to sort of take over the guidance. And that person here is Apollos. But you have today where there's apparently this division in the community. You have those people who are saying, we belong to Paul. Others who are, their loyalty is behind Apollos. And Paul's writing this letter going, what's up with you guys? What's happening here? You know, who's Apollos and who's Paul? We're just people. Your allegiance doesn't belong to one of us or the other. It is all about God here. It is about our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. It's about the ecclesia. In the early church, one of the words for the church was the ecclesia, the gathering. So it is about us living together as one people under Christ. One people who believe in God. As he explains to them that though he may have planted, though he may have brought them the good news, and Apollos, as he talks about, waters. You know, he's the one who maybe carries on the message and teaches and guides. They are just servants. It is all about God. Our growth comes from our heavenly Creator. The faith that we have, you know, we can maybe credit. Yeah, throughout our lives, we have mentors, we may have had teachers, we have ministers, there might have been Sunday school teachers whom we can give some credit for our faith in that they taught us about God. Or maybe they showed their faith and we were inspired by that person. But when it comes down to what is in our heart, it all belongs to God. And though you may remember, you may praise, you may acknowledge another person for being there and being a part of you coming to Christ, it is Christ himself who gave you your faith. So there's no need to get for divisions. There's no need to break up into little groups because of this person or that person or this little or this particular style of believing or this particular, you know, group of ideas. When it comes down to it, we're all Christians. Whether we are Episcopalians or Lutherans, whether we are Catholic or Methodists, yeah, there are differences in the way that we may celebrate and worship on Sundays. We might have some doctrine that differ from one another. But when you get rid of all that, what it comes down to is we are all children of God who have been made brothers and sisters of Christ. It doesn't matter if somebody follows one denomination or the other. We are all one people, and there is just no reason for us to fight or become divided, because there's enough of that in the world as it is. I'm sure whether you are a person who follows politics or not, you can't get away from what's happening out in the world today. You know, that there's all sorts of, there are all sorts of arguments that are going on that in many ways, at least for a Christian, should seem a little bit ridiculous. That for us who follow Christ seems to be, should be a no-brainer. If somebody is in need, we help to take care of them the best we can. If our neighbor is hungry, we offer them some of our food. If our neighbor is cold, we offer them a coat or a blanket. If our neighbor is alone, we offer them our heart. So, people, whether they are in Albany or Washington, D.C., can argue and debate back and forth on what it is the appropriate responsibility for the government. But when it comes down to us being Christians, it's pretty simple. It's about reaching out and taking care of our sister and our brother. It's not about us determining on whether they are truly, you know, deserving of our care. It's about us reaching out. Divisions will come and go. Parties, political parties come and go. You know, I remember, you know, it's when you look at it, the people who were, you know, I look at history and you look at some of just the flip-flop between, you know, it used to be that the Republicans were the liberals. If you look at your history, it was, back in history, it was the Democrats who were basically fighting for more conservative terms. So, you know, it's like things switch back and forth in politics. And even in churches, denominations kind of can even come and go. But the great thing is the good news. Christ's teaching always continues. Sometimes we need to adjust it for our times. But the basic understanding of the good news remains the same. Love God, love your neighbor. So, in this time of conflicts and contention and such as that, you know, I encourage people to go with their, you know, their beliefs. I encourage people that if they feel politically motivated to act on that. But the one thing as a Christian, it's pretty well written out that God comes before all else. And before all else comes our call to serve Christ, to follow Christ, to live as Christ has shown us. As I spoke about last week, about those wonderful bracelets of old, WWJD, what would Jesus do? All we need to do is look at Scripture to realize what Christ has done. And that was to give all of himself for his brothers and sisters. So my brothers and sisters, don't let yourself be divided. Don't separate yourselves into groups, forgetting that you are Christians, followers of Christ. You are part of the way. And I encourage you to go out and share that.